Welcome, welcome, welcome to day number 17. Tonight we are talking about the power of you. You are so absolutely stinking powerful, and I cannot wait to share this content with you on tonight as we wrap up the 18-day Uncommon Woman Challenge. And I so hope that you are celebrating yourself and totally going over the content over and over again so all of this information can seep into your subconscious mind, and all of these activities, all of these thought processes that we've been going through for the past 17 days, they will become second nature for you, and they will no longer be a struggle when you continue to do something over and over and over again. It becomes so much easier and second nature to you, and you will start to see your whole entire life just literally change form right before your very eyes. And I want you to get excited about that because you've been doing the work. So now it's time to reap the benefits and the harvest of what it is that you have been sowing into your life for the past 17 days. So I hope you have your journal in front of you. I hope you are sitting up nice and tall so we can repeat this affirmation that simply says this: today, I choose to be the real me, the part of myself that I have been hiding from the world, the part of myself that will break the chains off of other people that I come in contact with, the part of myself that is most powerful. Today, I choose to be the real me. I'm going to say that one more time. I hope you say it again with me and you say it out loud like you really mean it, like you really, really feel it. This is day number 17. Don't lose your momentum. Keep going even well after the 18-day Uncommon Woman Challenge is over. I want you to continue to speak your affirmations until you believe them. You have to make yourself believe in the things that you are saying. So, sitting up nice and tall, today I choose to be the real me, the part of myself that I have been hiding from the world. What have you been hiding from the world? What skill, what talent, what ability, what idea, what concept have you been hiding from the world? The part of myself that will break the chains off of other people that I come in contact with. That is so powerful. When we share our story, or when we are being the real us, the authentic person that God created us to be, we break chains, the strongholds off of other people's lives just from being ourselves and sharing our story. The part of myself that is most powerful today, I choose to be the real me. I am so excited to share this content with you on tonight. I hope that you are in a quiet place, in a clean place, in an organized place, and ready to take some notes on tonight as we get into the power of you. Before we get into the content on this evening, I want you to close your eyes. I want you to close your eyes, and I just want you to ponder on the concept that you are powerful. Everything that you say, everything that you do, every thought that you have, every move that you make, you are powerful. I want you to see that. See yourself standing on the top of a mountain overlooking the whole entire world, and just picture yourself there and just how powerful you are, how God chose you. He chose you to be in this world. He chose you to carry his message that's in your heart. He chose you to be his eyes, nose, and ears on this earth. You are powerful. I want you to say that. I am powerful. I am powerful. I want you to say, I can do all things that God calls me to do. I can do all things that God tells me to do, whatever he tells you to do, whatever ideas, concepts. I want you to get it in your mind that you are powerful enough to carry out the will of God because you are powerful. So I hope you have your journal handy with you. I'm going to get into these points with you, and I hope that you take these notes down. So point number one is simply this. I want you to understand that every time you doubt yourself, you are doubting God. The point simply states to doubt yourself is to doubt God. Now, I want you to think about that. You are the home of God. God resides within you. So when God is asking you or speaking to your heart and telling you to move on something, and the first thought that we have are all of the doubts and the disbelief within ourselves, you are really doubting the ability of God. And how does that feel? How does that feel to think that you are doubting something that God has placed inside of you? The creator of the universe implanted something inside of you and you doubt it. To doubt yourself is to doubt God. You are the home of God. God lives within you. I believe that it is totally offensive to doubt ourselves, to doubt our skills, and to doubt our abilities because God lives within us. I totally believe that we can completely grieve the Holy Spirit when we are doubting the things of God, when we are doubting those ideas, those concepts, those different ways of doing things that God shows us, and all we do back in return is tell him everything that we're not and to tell him everything that we can't do. After today, that is annihilated. That is no longer a part of who you are. From this day forward, you are no longer to doubt yourself. You yourself have invested way too much time, way too much energy. You've come too far. You've been through too many hellish relationships, too many hellish jobs, too many hellish friendships to get to this point in your life, and to doubt that you can do something, I guarantee you, you have overcome things in your life that would literally drop the jaw of somebody else. How dare you doubt yourself at this point? How dare you doubt yourself at this point? You know how strong you are. You know what your capabilities are. And oftentimes, we doubt ourselves because we're worried about the opinions of other people. No longer today. So point number one was to doubt yourself is to doubt God, but that is no longer a part of who you are. The next point in for tonight, for the power of you, I want you, the next point is this. Believe that when you show up, everything leans in your favor. I'm going to say that again. Believe when you show up, everything leans in your favor. I don't care where you are going. If you are going to buy some new furniture, if you're going to the grocery store, if you're going into your job, if you're going into church, whatever you stand in the need of, when you show up, everything leans in your favor. When you carry that attitude with you, everything will begin to lean in your favor. Simply because you're thinking that way, you're going to start to see the things that are coming towards you, that are for you, that are geared towards you, and that are leaning in your favor. But when we show up at places and we say, well, I hope they like me, or I hope I get the job. No, we have to totally change that thinking around and say, when they get to know me, they are going to love me. When you show up to that job, whatever it is that you're trying to get, don't walk in there saying, I hope they like me, or I hope I get the job. Walk in there with the mindset of, I am going to add so much value to this company, whatever it is, wherever you go, everything leans in your favor. If you believe that, it's going to happen. If you believe how people often say, if it's not one thing, it's another, I can never get ahead. If those are your beliefs, that's exactly what you're going to get. There is always going to be something negative happening to you over and over again because that's what you keep thinking. Now, negative things happen to all of us all of the time, but have you ever noticed how some people seem to they seem to not have anything negative going on in their life, but I can guarantee you that they do. They have just learned how to shift their focus. And that's exactly what I'm asking you to do, is to shift your focus and walk into every corporation, every grocery store, every gas station, every doctor's appointment, as if every single thing is leaning in your favor. The next point, and I said this on another night, but it bears repeating for this class as well, and it's simply this: the thing you are avoiding and don't want to face is what God wants you to share with the rest of the world. I'm going to say that again. The thing that you are avoiding, whatever situation, whatever your past is, maybe whatever you did in your past and you're not too proud of it, but that thing keeps weighing on you and weighing on you, and you often see people that deal with that situation that you have been able to overcome, but for some reason you just keep avoiding it. You keep acting like it doesn't exist. You refuse to face it, maybe because you're afraid of the opinions of other people, or maybe you're thinking that you're not good enough. But that thing that you are avoiding, that is your meal ticket. That is your meal ticket to your peace, your joy, your happiness. As soon as you face it, whether it be fear, whatever it is. Oftentimes we run from fear. We say we're fearful of situations. Well, I like to break down, what exactly about that situation are you afraid of? Is there an alligator that's going to show up to bite you? If you are not in danger, there is no need to experience fear. So I want you to think about, what is it that you are avoiding? And get to the root of it so you can get on with living your life and cash in your meal ticket to your peace, your joy, your happiness. Everything that God has for you is waiting on the other side of everything that you don't want to face, and all of the stuff that you have been avoiding, everything that you've been praying for is on the other side of everything that you don't want to face. The next point is this, or actually before I get to that point, I want you to think about someone that you admire. I want you to think about who it is that you look up to. And I want you to consider the reasons that drew you to that person. And more often than not, what typically draws you to the people that you admire is their realness. Their willingness to be transparent. So when you stop avoiding the very thing that God is calling you to do, you will start to see people flocking to you, because someone that is real, someone that is authentic, someone that is truly walking in their power, they literally become a breath of fresh air to other people. Because when you're around these people, you don't feel like you have to put on anything, because they just make you feel so comfortable in who they are that they unconsciously give you permission to be exactly who you are in that moment. So I want you to think about the person that you admire the most. What typically draws you to them is their realness and their willingness to be transparent. That is why it is so important for us to stop avoiding and face head on the thing that God is calling you to do. The next point is, you have to make yourself believe in yourself through repetitious rituals. You have to make yourself believe in yourself. We have gone through 17 days of just pouring so much positivity and so much truth and so much wisdom and so many different concepts into our minds. Our job at this point is to take on all of that information, all of that knowledge, and repeat it to ourselves over and over and over again. You have to make yourself believe in yourself. If you are at a place where you doubt yourself a lot and you really don't believe in yourself, this is for you. You have to do this until it becomes real for you. And you do this through repetitious rituals such as praying, meditation, using affirmation cards, fasting, doing all of the things that we have been doing in these past 17 days. Those things have to continue in order for you to continue to walk in the power that God has given to you. So continue your repetitious rituals, and you will start to see a change in your life, which I can almost guarantee you without a shadow of a doubt. We are on day number 17. You have already begin to see things shift and change in your life already from doing the repetitious rituals that we've been going through, through this Uncommon Woman Challenge. So, again, you have to make yourself believe in yourself. It's not enough. The days of saying, well, I don't know if I can do that, those days are over. From this point on, you just have to affirm that you believe in yourself and continue to walk in that truth. And that truth will eventually seep so deep down inside of you that other people will sense it just when you show up, and you don't even have to open your mouth, because that feeling of feeling confident and being okay with who you are, it is contagious. We've all experienced that. Someone walking into a room, they just look good. They look good. They smell good. They got a straight posture. And it's like, who is that? And they ain't even open up their mouth yet. But we're like, who is that? And it is simply because the way that they feel about themselves is so positive that we can physically feel the energy coming off of them. We're so powerful. We are so, so, so powerful. The next thing that I want you to do is, this is an activity. Excuse me. I want you to think back over just today. We won't even go back into yesterday or the day before. I want you to think about the last five statements that you said to yourself, whether it was, that was so dumb, why did you do that? Or, you're so fat. Oh, goodness, you're so fat. You could stand to lose a couple pounds. Or, I don't look too good in this dress. Or if you're the last five things that you said to yourself was, girl, I am so proud of you. You have come such a mighty long way. I am so proud of you. Or if you've said, that was a good decision. Angel, you know what? You made a really good decision today. Whatever the last five things that you can remember saying to yourself, I want you to write them down. Your mind only knows what you tell it about yourself. I'm going to say that again. Your mind only knows what you tell it about yourself. Now, we can have other people telling us things, but we can reject those things. We can reject the opinions of other people. But what you tell yourself, that is what you are going to believe. So I want you to write down, if you wrote down five positive things, if you thought of five positive things that you said about yourself today, I want you to write those things out on separate sticky notes, and I want you to turn them into affirmations, and I want you to post them all over the place wherever you can see them, wherever you're going to see them, on your refrigerator, your bathroom mirror. I want you to write them down and use them for positive affirmations. Now, if you thought five negative things about yourself today, I want you to write those five negative things around, and I want you to turn them around to something positive. So if you said to yourself, you are so fat in this dress, I want you to write down, you look absolutely stunning, toned, fit, and amazing. That's what I want you to write down. I want you to write down the opposite. If the thoughts that you had about yourself today were negative, I want you to turn them around into positive affirmations. After you write them down in the negative way, I want you to ball them up, and I want you to throw them away. Then I want you to turn them into positive affirmations and place them everywhere you are going to see them. This may seem like such a simple task, and so, like, really, I mentioned this in a class the other night. Really, do I have to go through all this? Do I really have to dig so much in my mind? And do I really have to do all this writing and all this journaling? And the answer is a resounding yes. Yes, you have to put in this much work. Some of us have grown up through some hellish situations. So there's so much negativity in our subconscious mind that we literally do have to take like a spoon in the bottom of the peanut butter jar and dig all that stuff out and get all of that stuff out so we can fill it in with all of this positive stuff. But the bright side of all of this is one day you won't need sticky notes all over your house. You know why? Because you are going to get all of this into your mind and you're going to believe it, and you're no longer going to have to do all of these tedious activities. Once you really get a hold of who you are, a sense of who you are, know your purpose, know what you're called to do. Now, obviously, you're still going to need some motivation, but you definitely won't have to. Once you get something down, it's like once you learn the lyrics to a song, you may forget it after you hear it some years later, but once you get back into the swing of it, you start remembering all of the lyrics of that song. And this is the same exact way with our lives and with changing our minds from negative to positive. In the beginning, when we were trying to learn the lyrics to that song, we had to listen to that song over and over and over again, and it is the same with our lives. You have to do this. This is the work that's going to change your life. So if all of your conversation today was positive, you're on the right track. If all of your conversation towards yourself today was negative, guess what? You are still on the right track because you are exactly where you are supposed to be, and you are only a decision away from your dream life. Think about that. Think about that. If you have been talking negatively all day long to yourself, right now in this second, the only thing you have to do is say one positive thing, and you have literally turned your whole life around in an instant. You just have to keep at it and keep that momentum going. It doesn't matter if you were negative to yourself today or positive to yourself today. You are on the right track because you are exactly where you are supposed to be. So I want you to do that activity, and I want you to utilize it, like I said, to place those affirmations. And this is really, really powerful because we can see affirmations that other people have written. We can see affirmations online, or we can hear someone else rehearsing their own affirmation. But when you write an affirmation that comes from your own belly, honey, that is when it's just different. It's just different. It's something about it when that affirmation comes from you. That's why I wanted you to create an affirmation based on the conversations that you had with yourself. So the next point in the power of you is this, and I want you to get this. I want you to really, really, really get this. It's this. You have more influence than you realize. You have way more influence than you realize. People look up to you. I believe that each and every single lady on this call, you are a leader. There's no way in the world you would be under my teaching and my tutelage if you were not a leader. I strongly believe that I only attract leaders into my life. And when you are a leader, there are people looking up to you. That's how powerful you are. No matter what you have gone through, no matter how you see yourself, other people see you as extremely influential. They see you as being extremely powerful. Now is the time to start seeing yourself the way that the people believe in you see you. Oh, I'm going to say that again. Now is the time to see yourself the way that the people that believe in you see you. I shared with you guys the other night that my sister-in-law and I, before I started coaching, I was in a space of doubting myself, doubting my skills, and doubting my abilities. And my sister-in-law had written her first book. So we made that pact. We said for the next 7 days, she was afraid to promote herself as an author. And I was a little hesitant on putting myself out there because I'm like, oh my goodness, who's going to listen to me talk? Meanwhile, people were already listening to me talk. It's something about it when we put labels on something. It kind of shifts things around. But it was basically I was afraid to do what I was already doing, but once I had a title to it, that's what made me pump my brakes like, wait a minute, I can't do that. So we came together. The scripture tells us where two or three are gathered. Her and I came together strong, intentional, with a mighty, mighty mission, and our mission was to live our purpose. Live our purpose with no apologies, being totally fearless in it. So we were so nervous. We were so nervous, but we came together and we said, for the next 7 days, she made a pact and I made a pact. I said, for the next 7 days, you are going to promote yourself as the author of that book. And for the next 7 days, I am going to promote myself as a life coach. I literally woke up. I got dressed. I put on clothes that made me look like I was a coach. She totally did the same thing because, you know, you have to look the part, ladies. You have to look the part. It totally helps along in your belief system when you are changing things around. And let me say that as a side note, whatever it is that you believe that God is calling you to do, dress like her and talk like her right now. We talked about that the other night in the power of acting as if. And so I dressed like a life coach. I talked like a life coach. I walked like a life coach. I totally embodied a life coach for those 7 days, and she did the same thing. Now, I share that with you because I'm saying to you, I believed in her as an author, and she believed in me as a coach. And we both came together, and we said, now is the time to start seeing ourselves the way that the people that believe in us do. We did that for 7 days, and I have never looked back. I have never looked back from honing in and from embodying that and totally embracing the call that God has on my life. I've never looked back, and neither has she. Neither has she. This is so powerful. You are more influential than you realize. And people look up to you more than you believe that they do. Trust me, they do. The next point is this. Anything you store in your subconscious mind becomes your reality. I'm going to say that again. Anything you store in your subconscious mind becomes your reality, meaning your dominant thoughts, excuse me, your dominant thoughts, excuse me, ladies, let me get a drink. Excuse me. I'm going to start that over. Anything you store in your subconscious mind becomes your reality, meaning your dominant thoughts are what's going to create your reality. So you have to ask yourself, do you really want to keep thinking you're not good enough? Do you really want to keep thinking that there are no good men out there for you? Do you really want to keep thinking that you can't get ahead? Do you really want to keep having these dominant thoughts? The dominant thoughts are what's going to create our reality. Anything that you store into your subconscious mind becomes your reality. I really, really want you to ask yourself that. Do you really want to keep thinking this way? Because it is your thoughts that have gotten you to where you are today. Whether that, if that place is a good place, or whether that place is a place that you're ready to leave. Do you really want to keep thinking the same thoughts that you were thinking that got you to where you are today? You really have to ask yourself that. Is it okay for you to keep thinking, I'm not good enough. There are no good men. I can't get ahead. Every time I get money, it just burns a hole in my pocket. I can't win for losing. Those are the dominant thoughts that most people have in their mind, and they keep questioning. They keep opening up their eyes and in the morning and wondering why they keep waking up to the same mess over and over again. And it is because they have programmed their subconscious mind with all of this negativity, but waking up every single day expecting to live a positive life. It doesn't work that way. It does not work that way. It's just like a hypochondriac. A hypochondriac is a person with excessive concern about their health, even if they are healthy. So as a consequence, they experience the symptoms of the illness that they're focusing on. And our reality are symptoms of our thinking. I want you to think about that. A hypochondriac literally feels nauseous if they keep saying that they have cancer or that they have diabetes. Whatever they're focusing on, their mind is going to make that thing so true for them, and they're going to feel it throughout their whole entire body. And as a consequence, they're going to experience the symptoms. That's how powerful you are. I want you to get that. You are so powerful that you can think something into fruition. You can think it and make it so. That is so powerful. When you think about a hypochondriac thinking so much that they're sick, that they actually make themselves sick. So don't you think the opposite is true? Don't you think you can think so positive and so good about yourself that you begin to have the symptoms of a confident woman, the symptoms of a woman who's got her stuff together, the symptoms of a woman who knows her purpose and knows exactly what she gets to do each and every single day? Don't you think if you focus on that, you're going to get those symptoms as well? You are. You so are. I want you to get how powerful you are. How powerful you are. Joyce Meyer often says this, you bring about what you think about. You bring about what you think about. That is something else that I want you to write down on a sticky note and place it somewhere, everywhere you are going to see it until you have completely retrained your mind. And when I say retraining your mind, I don't want you to think that I'm saying that you are going to reprogram your mind to a point where you never have a negative thought. It's not going to be that way. But what is going to happen is you are going to feed yourself so much positivity that when a negative thought comes in, it doesn't have the space to stay there anymore because the negative cannot hang out with the positive. So when you keep pouring into yourself with all of this positivity, with your affirmations, your prayer, and your fasting, and all of that stuff, all of those spiritual rituals, you'll be able to rebuke those negative thoughts faster than they are coming into you. So it's not that you're going to get to a lifestyle where you're never going to have a negative thought. You're going to keep having them, but they are going to bounce off of you so much quicker than they ever have done before because of the foundation that you are laying into your life by doing your spiritual rituals and practices. The next point that I have for you, and I only have two more points after that, the next point that I have for you is simply this, and it's what we've been talking about this whole entire challenge. We have been working on our mind. We have been working on our mindset. We have been working on the way that we see ourselves, the way that we see other people, the way that we see the situations in our lives. So the next point is this. It's very simple. It's very, very simple. And it's this. It's all in your mind. It's all in your mind. I want you to think about a situation that you may not be able to believe that you put yourself through that or that you allowed someone to treat you like that. We have all been in situations where we have allowed someone to treat us with less respect than we knew that we deserved. We knew that we deserved way much more respect than that person was giving us, but we allowed it to happen. I want you to think about a time in your life where you allowed yourself to go through something that you knew that you knew that you knew that you it probably wasn't the best decisions for you at that time. I want you to think about that. I also want you to think about a time, if this applies to you, a time that possibly you saw one of your exes in the mall or something, or in the grocery store, or on social media or something, now that we've got social media. Have you ever looked at an ex, or have you ever thought about a past situation that you were in, and I want you to reflect on what was it that you said about that situation when you saw the guy and he didn't look as good as he used to you. You see him today and he doesn't look half as good as he used to. What is it that you say when you see him? You say, Lord, what was I thinking? It always goes back to what was I thinking? We don't say, what was I doing? What was I wearing? What did I have on? The main question that we have is we say, God, what was I thinking? So the mere fact, I know that I am not alone in stating that sentence to myself. There has been many times where I have looked back over my life and said, what was I thinking? So that goes to show you that it's all in your mind, because how you were thinking at that time dictated what you did. It dictated your actions, just like the scripture says, as a man thinks, so is he. So it's all in your mind. And so the good news about that is that if it's all in your mind, guess who has the power to change it? You. That's how powerful you are. You. You are the one that has the power to change all the information that's in your mind. I want you to move forward in your life, and at every juncture, at every time that you get the opportunity to make a decision to go forward with your call, to go forward with your business or with your purpose or whatever the goal that God has you fulfilling in this season of your life, I want you to always think, it's all in your mind. However you're feeling about the situation, if you're feeling doubtful, guess what? Those doubts, they're living all in your mind. Those feelings of insecurity, yep, they're all in your mind. Those feelings of you're not good enough or you're not pretty enough, yep, it's all in your mind. And because it's in your mind, it's not in your mother's mind, it's not in your sister's mind, it's not in your neighbor's mind, it's not in your coworker's mind, because you can't do anything about what's going on in their mind, but you can do everything to change your mind. So I want you to write that, I want you to state that, and I want you to believe that. It's all in your mind. Everything, every experience that you've had in your past and going forward in your present, you are going to experience that all in your mind. So you can give it the title that you want to give to it. If you and five girlfriends went somewhere and you're the only one that had a great time and everybody else was complaining, it's all in your mind. It was the way that you chose to see the experience and the way that they chose to see the experience. That is so powerful. That is so powerful and such a gift from God that we are in our right minds. That's another thing. Yes, it is all in your right mind, but as a side note, take a gratitude moment and express gratitude that you are still in your right mind. With all the stuff, all the hell that you have been through, you are still in your right mind. That is huge, and that is something to celebrate. I want you to celebrate that because you are so powerful. Your mind is always working with you. If you work with it and feed it the right information, your mind will always lead you, your mind will always lead you in the right direction. So always remember, it's all in your mind. The next point is this, is to make visualization a major habit in your life. And I mean major. I mean major. Make visualization a major habit in your life. When you think about the thing that God is calling you to do or the goals that you want to create in your life, and when you close your eyes and you visualize it and you think about it and you meditate on it, at that point in time, your body has no idea that it's not physically experiencing that visualization that you're doing. So if God is calling you to be a speaker, say, just for the sake of this, he's calling you to be a speaker, whatever your goal is, you put your goal in that place. Whatever God is calling you to do, when you visualize it during that time, your body has no idea that it is still sitting in the chair that you're sitting in while you are closing your eyes and visualizing it. So the more that you do this, the more that you give your mind, your body, your soul, your spirit, every fiber of your being, you give it time to get used to the new world and to the new woman that God is calling you to be. This is so powerful and it's so important because like I mentioned the other night, oftentimes we can pray for something, we can ask for something, but then when it shows up, it shakes us to our very core. Why? Possibly because we haven't been visualizing it long enough. We haven't been sitting with it long enough for it to get down into our subconscious mind. So when that thing does show up, when that opportunity does show up, it'll almost be like a deja vu, as if you've been here before. And realistically, you have been there before because you have been visualizing it. So you want to make visualization a major, major habit in your life. It will change everything. I do this every single day, several times a day. It really is the key to, one of the keys to my success in my life and in my businesses, because I often take the time to see myself where I believe that God is leading me. So make visualization a major habit in your life. And the last and final point that I have for you on tonight is this. It's simply to follow your gut. Follow your gut. Your gut always knows what's right. Your intuition always knows what's right. I believe that when we say follow your gut or follow your intuition, that's just the voice of God. So your intuition, your gut, whatever word you choose to use there, follow that voice that is always talking to you. When I wanted to, in 2009, when I closed my store, I always said, towards the last year, I was in business for 3 years at the brick and mortar store, and about the last year is when I really, really started feeling that heavy burden of wanting to coach people. And I didn't, like I said, I didn't even know what a life coach was at the time, had no clue what a life coach was. I knew that Oprah did what she did. I knew Ayanna Van Zandt did what she did, but I never knew that they could be classified as life coaches, the type of work that they do, and the Tony Robbins and the Les Brown. I knew who all these people were, but I never heard the word life coach. So when I was in my store, I had started having this feeling that I just wanted to help people create peace. And so I wrote down on a sheet of paper, peace coach. That's what I decided I wanted to be. I wanted to be a peace coach. I didn't know how it was going to play out. I didn't know what it was going to look like. I just knew that I wanted to help people live their best lives. So one day, this was after my store had closed in 2009. One day, my daughters and I were sitting there, and we Googled what was happening here in Baltimore. So we Googled the happenings in Baltimore, and the one thing that popped up that was pretty close to us was a woman's expo. I believe that they do it annually here at Catonsville Community College. But it was a woman's expo being held there that weekend, so we went. We walked in the door. There's all these exhibits, all these vendors, all these awesome, wonderful people. As soon as we walk through the door, I see a sign that says Compass Life Coaching. I walked over to the table and started talking to the lady. I was pretty curious because I saw the word coaches. So I asked her what it is that she did and what was her product, what was her business. She began to tell me exactly what it is that they did. And that was exactly what I had envisioned in my store for the last year of me being there. She literally summarized every single thing that I was visualizing in my store in helping people live their best lives. I couldn't believe it. I was so just beside myself. I was just like, where do I sign up? How do I join this business? I want every part of this. I want to become a part of this. And so I joined the business called Compass Life Coach, and it is now gone out of business. She just recently closed a couple years ago. Unfortunately, I'm not exactly sure what happened in it, but it was like a network marketing. It was kind of like the network marketing things that we have today, almost like a Mary Kay. You have representatives, and then you can get people under you. Well, that was the same way that this business worked. You came in, and they trained you to become a life coach, and then you would then train other people and coach other people to do what it is that you do. So I bought into the business. I got so much training. The training was, oh my God, the training in that company was priceless. It was impeccable. It was priceless, really. It was way more, probably should have cost way more than we had to invest to get into that business. But the training alone totally set me up for where God was ultimately leading me to be. Like I said to you, I used to be so fearful to be on conference calls, and those were one of the conference calls that I'm always referring to. When we joined the Compass business, even though I came in as a business owner, I was still doubting myself and doubting my abilities, so I would sit on that conference call and wouldn't say a word. And now I'm hosting them. I'm doing exactly what they were doing. This is the training that I got there. This is what God had intended for me to do. Had I not Googled what was going on in Baltimore, if my daughters and I weren't looking for something to do, I would have never gotten the kind of training that I got. But I did also go on to another school to get my certification to become a life coach. But with this came before working with Valerie Burton. But it's so imperative to follow your gut. That's what I did that day. I followed my gut. I'd never go on that side of town realistically, then let alone to Google it one day, and then for this woman's expo to pop up. And I know that there's so many things in your life where you have followed your gut, and it has proven to you that I'm so glad I trusted that still small voice. That's how powerful you are. You are so powerful that when you show up to places, you shift the energy, you shift the atmosphere, things lean in your favor. That's how powerful you are. That your gut, your intuition, that still small voice, that is your GPS system in this lifetime. In this lifetime, make a decision that you are going to, you and your intuition, you and your God, you and your gut are going to become the bestest friends. And you are going to make a commitment to follow your gut. You know intellectually that it's right. But I want you to get it down in your spirit that that is something that we should all be striving to do each and every single day. We should be waking up and following our gut, following our intuition, being obedient to the voice of God. That is what I have for you on day number 7, the power of you. I hope you are so excited. I hope you are so proud of yourself. Like, really celebrate yourself. Nobody forced you to come here. Nobody made you invest in yourself. You signed up for this. You came to this. That is the power of you. You know deep down inside when you set your mind on something that you can make it happen. That's how powerful you are. You are so powerful that you influence people that you don't even know their name. Just your mere presence alone, you impact them and you influence them. I want you to grasp the power of you. You are so powerful. And I want to just end this call with taking a deep breath. And I want you to say, I am powerful. I am powerful. Anything that I can think, anything that I see, all the ideas that come to me, I can make them happen because I am powerful. I am powerful.
For more information about Angel Richardson and her life-changing products, visit Angel online at www.angelrichardson.com or call 1-866-920-7020.